Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the program manager from Dendron. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of September, and I'm going to give you an update on our work in delivering joint dementia research. For those that are listening regularly, you'll be aware that joint dementia research is a new service we've been working on, which will enable members of the public, either people with dementia or healthy volunteers or those affected by dementia, to register their interest in participating in research and be matched to studies. We've been live testing the system in North London and West London since the end of July, and I'm pleased to say that so far the testing's been fantastic. We now have around 410 volunteers who've registered, which is superb considering we haven't really done any significant promotion or marketing. Those volunteers have been, at the moment, only matching up to a very small number of studies. We have four studies on there, and we have a further four going to be published to the system in the next week. So it's a very small number of studies at the moment, but the feedback we've had through a small survey we did has been wonderful, suggesting that people like the service, the questions we've been asking haven't been too difficult to answer, and the potential opportunity for participating in research in this and accessing it in this simple way seems to be something that everybody values. So the pilot's going very well. There've been no very few IT technical difficulties, although our supplier PA Consulting are still working very hard at the moment on fixing the glitches that have arrived, and also as well developing some extra functionality which we hope will be ready for the end of September when we start to think about a wider rollout. So having got the confidence that we've received from the pilot work, we have now turned our attention to making sure this can be a national service by the end of the year to deliver on our commitments that in the Prime Minister's Challenge. So I've been very busy over the last few weeks meeting with the colleagues from the clinical research networks across the country. And they have been fantastically supportive. The idea that this new service can come along that will help researchers and help their local population is something that they think is really good. So those have been great conversations where we've been really getting into the detail and looking at the different research studies that are going around, that are taking place in the country, and looking at what work's going to be involved to get those in. And so hopefully we're going to start training clinical research network staff from across the country and starting to increase the number of studies and its geographical spread from October through November, so that we can make sure that there are studies for everybody across the country by the end of the year. So all very, very good news. What we've also been talking to the network about is how we will engage with the NHS so that they can help promote this and the materials that are available and how we'll go about that. And promotion's a really important thing, of course, because unless everybody hears about this service, it won't be very much use to researchers, and, well, we won't be doing our job. So one of the other strands of work we've been taking forward is developing what was our lay champions group into becoming a joint dementia research champions group. What we want to do is to take a group of people to make sure that we have somebody from everywhere across the country who are empowered to go back into their regions with some information, some training and knowledge about the system, so that they can develop and deliver local awareness raising campaigns. Dementia Friends and things, Dementia Action Alliance have been brilliant at harnessing and empowering local people to local passionate people to talk about dementia and make people more aware of it. And we want to do the same for research and in terms of sharing information about this service. We do still have a few places in the country where we haven't yet found anybody, particularly in the northwest of England and down in the southwest. So if you're interested, let me know and we can send you the information. My email address is adam.smith@nihr.ac.uk. So there's probably not a lot else to say at the moment. Hopefully when I give you my next update in October, I'll be able to report that there are more studies coming through. I have failed to obviously mention about whether we've been successful in recruiting anyone yet. Sadly, we haven't. We have a number of people that matching around 20% of the people that I mentioned of volunteers that have registered have matched to studies, and so the research teams are busily working through screening these people, arranging meetings and appointments with them. Of course, the screening process can take some time, so I'm not surprised by that, but hopefully as well we'll be able to say that the system's really truly served its purpose and has managed to get somebody who wants to be involved in research into a research study very soon. So thank you very much for listening. I'll update you again in October. And don't forget, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Better Research, and I provide far more regular updates through there. And again, also, if you're listening and you're in the Clinical Research Network, I'm looking forward to seeing you soon at one of our meetings. Thank you.